Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
That sounds good, I think. I only worry because you haven't listened to, or you don't listen to the ones you're on.
Not usually.
Okay. The Tales from the Crypt episode we just had, I think it was Chris's Firefox that he went through. I'm not 100% sure, but our audio was just terrible. Like, it was stopped, like, midway, and just, I couldn't hear shit.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I worked it out, worked around it, but, phew. So I'm worried about that now. I'm trying to figure out ways to not have that happen.
Fucking Firefox.
Well, again, I don't know how he was able to get through, because it's, as of right now, Squadcast is only on Google Chrome, so...
Magic.
Apparently.
Comic book magic.
Comic book logic. Hi there, Tim.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing better than I should be.
Well, that's good.
I didn't realize we were recording.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was, like, so loud. I think I actually heard it through. Jesus. Sorry, everybody. Rod's an asshole. But yeah, this is another brand new Chitty Chats. We got a new guest here, Tim. I'm not going to give you a middle name like Chuck does, France.
Oh, I appreciate that. Most of them are incredibly derogatory.
I did like the last, it was the last one, no, not because I haven't listened to this past Fridays, the one before where it was like a whole giant story, and then France.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah. He threw me off with that one. I was really impressed, actually.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed he didn't do that at the end, though, either. So, yeah. I know he started to.
Maybe he couldn't remember it all.
Oh, no, he definitely couldn't remember it all. Because it was like a 5-minute story.
Yeah, yeah, it was locked in there.
Ah, but you are here today. You are helping us. We're going to be going over some Wanted later on. But we got Chitty Chats going on first. And our first initial question we tend to ask usually is why you like X-Men so much. No, just kidding.
I mean...
Actually, no. The question is, what got you into comics? We try to get that one out of the way and, like, basically tell us your origin story. We want everybody hear that.
So, my very first comic book was actually a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic book.
You'll be happy what we're going to be doing. This is going to come out Sunday. You'll be happy what we got coming out Monday on the main podcast then.
Oh, beautiful. My grandma took me to Kmart. We were picking some stuff up and literally just grabbed a comic book off that little spinny rack that was like near checkout.
I remember this.
It was in, I don't remember a lot of the context, but Michelangelo was blindfolded, tied to a chair on a boat, and they were just
is when he found out he had a kink fetish too.
And they were just beating the ever-living crap out of them. And I had no idea what was going on. I had only watched parts of the cartoon.
It was nothing like the cartoon, probably.
It was nothing at all like the cartoon. But outside that, there was the first time I really got into comics was there was like a video rental place that opened up within my neighborhood that was like within walking distance. And they would do buy and used comics. And I got into Spawn, of all things, because it was super rad at the time. It was hitting at the right age, and I was picking up old issues of it. And then I kind of stayed dormant for a long time. Honestly, probably until my 20s. And then once digital volumes started becoming available, or I had friends just torrenting everything, I started reading whole series of stuff. And then when Marvel Digital Comics Unlimited came out, I bought into that hard.
That's fair.
And just was like, I'm going to read 30 years of X-Men or...
Well, and I like The Unlimited because they have darn near everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... You want to read... When we were covering... What was it? I think an Avengers book. They were like, oh, this stuff is following events that happened in Nick Fury, Age of the Shield from 1982 or... No, 60-something. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Okay, I'll go check that one out. And they had it. So I was really happy for that.
Yeah. Cause... I was always too impatient for issue to issue. So I was always picking up the trade paperbacks. The Spider-Man Essentials, that big, like, looked like a coloring yes. book on like construction paper. I really enjoyed those a lot.
Yeah, I was starting to get those for a hot second, and then the Marvel started coming out with the Epic Collection, which had everything in color, and I'm like, okay, I'll go to those.
Yep. Yeah.
Not the Essential Collection is bad.
No, but like he pointed out, it's a coloring book.
It literally is.
I mean, he's rolling the Wolverine colors today.
I see that.
Which Wolverine is a Hufflepuff. that's canon.
Yeah, but he loves Wolverine because he's the best at what he does, and what he does is nasty.
Yeah.
He hates that song, that line. There was the last Elite Eight I wrote into you guys. The one of the shows that I had on there was like the Wolverine and the X-Men or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think is what it was. I can't remember. But in the blurb that I had Chuck, that I wrote for Chuck, said, you know, we all know how much Tim loves Wolverine and because he's the best at what he does. But Chuck didn't read that, and I kind of got upset by that. But to be fair, there I gave like a giant list for everything.
Honestly, and I'm sure you've listened to the episode, we absolutely adored what you wrote for everything because...
Well, to be fair, I told this to Chuck. Half that stuff, well, actually, two-thirds of what I wrote for each blurb, I just copy and pasted off of, like, IMDb and Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last little bit, I gave, like, my own little opinion. And that little last little bit is the stuff that Chuck didn't read. So, it's all good, though.
As much as I really am not a fan of Wolverine, Wolverine and the X-Men cartoon series, actually pretty legit.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. Because it's a direct sequel to
X-Men Evolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I don't know. It came out in a time where I was like not watching TV as much because I was working constantly. And so I didn't really have time. So I just kind of fell through the cracks. And I know now it's all on Disney Plus, which
yep.
maybe I'll watch it eventually. We'll see.
That's where I got around to it.
Yeah.
Just being able to see characters like Blob as like high school kids hanging out with everyone else, I was really excited.
Yeah. Did you ever get into the Ultimate Marvel stuff?
Loved it. Adored it so much. Once again, all in trades once those came out. But yeah, I loved Ultimate X-Men, Ultimate Avengers, the Ultimates. Adored them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely adored them. Hulk crawling up the side of a building to try to kill that actor. I can't remember the name. He was dating Betty Brant.
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes.
Like just
that was fun.
drunk hippie Thor. Sorry, Professor X telling the government that, oh yeah, I took care of Magneto, he's dead, don't worry about it, but really just mind wiped him so he could go play chess with him in the park every day.
Yep.
I absolutely adored the Ultimate Universe. Always was a huge fan of Mark Millar, and I know that he was foundational.
Oh yeah,
because
he did. Which one did he do? He did the Avenger or the Ultimates.
Yep.
And then Bendis did a lot of the other ones.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I loved, to this day, I still love Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of some of Bendis' current work, but that's a whole different situation we're not going to go into.
The only thing I hated about Ultimate Spider-Man was how they did Deadpool.
Yes.
That's
it
fair.
Was so stupid looking. I couldn't get over it.
I love the
Mojoverse vibe of it, of like
yeah.
the reality TV show. That was spot on. But Glass Skull, Deadpool just wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah, thankfully I was only in the one trade and didn't have any more anywhere else.
Yeah,
that I can remember
for good reason.
Well, but it's also been years since I've read those. We'll get to them.
I would say the last time I read them was when you let me borrow the whole Up to Ultimatum.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, anything after Ultimate... Although, the Ultimate X, you brought up Blob in high school. Ultimate X has Blob as a high school student.
Yeah.
Like he's sisters with some brothers to somebody. I don't remember. After Ultimatum, it got kind of funky. Like, Ultimate X-Men was still somewhat good, and then Miles Morales came in, and it still was good. Like, I liked yeah. Miles. It took me a minute to like him, but I still like him.
Ultimate X-Men is also where Blob...
8 Wasp.
Doesn't he have? Yeah. Yes.
That was Ultimatum.
So she didn't get the tip flash to work for him?
No. No. No, she didn't. Oh, that was a messed up story.
Yeah.
Actually, Ultimatum was just messed up completely.
Yeah.
But it works. It does its thing. But yeah, so one thing I should probably have mentioned, we're about 10 minutes in, I haven't brought this up. You've got your own podcasting network. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I don't know what the term is. It changes every week, but I'm the executive custodial engineer of the Professional Casual Network. We do actual play podcasts for Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition. We do Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual plays. We have Elite 8 Showdown, which is just
awesome.
An absolute cluster of two men slowly devolving over time.
Yeah.
And then we've recently gotten heavily into Marvel Crisis Protocol, the mini kind of squad-based game, and so we've been streaming that on Twitch. And we've been putting out a podcast now on Tuesdays called Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Going over new releases and card reveals and character updates and stuff like that.
I thought your Tuesdays was your...
So it is, and it's such a shame. It was the only day we weren't releasing something. So when we started up Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? I was like, well, it fits on Tuesday, but I'm not stopping this shrug thing. We're just going to do both. Because I really enjoyed doing it.
That's fun. I do like, because it was always, earlier on, before, yeah, because I just listen, I don't watch. I was, you guys would do the whole rollout of Elite 8, of the network, and you do your whole thing for Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, cause I didn't know you'd do the shrug. And then I think you started talking about it in like last couple episodes, which was fun.
But the big thing that we're super excited about is starting in May, because we've gated so much of our video behind a paywall, we're going to start releasing the Lost Omens podcast, which is the Pathfinder 2 one on YouTube, starting from the beginning every week. So we're super excited for that to start coming out in May.
Very nice.
I won't be able to watch it.
Why not?
That's what we're playing through with Jess.
Lost Omens?
Yeah.
Oh.
One of her Pathfinders that she runs through.
So, is Pathfinder pretty straightforward? You just kind of follow the book?
The adventure path we're playing, yeah, there's a ton of different ones, but we're playing the Extinction Curse adventure path. So it is, we're like running a circus. We got a bunch of creepy stuff going on. I think they have, for Pathfinder 2nd Edition, I think there's like 5 or 6 different adventure paths that you can...
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, well, that's nice to you.
I always homebrew, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just don't have the time for it. We really wish we could. Well, constantly talk about it, and it's just...
We've got podcasts Wednesday through Monday and Tuesday now. So, fitting things into there. Yeah, I could understand why you can't...
So, that one thing I like about our show is we have finally... Like, I remember when we started out, I think I was only releasing Mondays and Thursdays. Like, I only done 2 days at a time. But I don't remember why I did that. And then, like, at one point, I'm like, oh, I think we can do 3 days a week. Let's do 3 days a week. I'll keep this up until I die, I think, or until I get, like, annoyed. And then now it's like, we've stuck to the 3 day a week model. But then we added, you know, a Chitty Chats and the Rundown Reviews and the Small Screen Rundown. And, like, so we just keep adding shows, which I'm fine with. But trying to, like, I've set Rundown Reviews is only going to be put out, the 2nd and the 16th. That's just, it's twice a month. Those are set days. Chitty Chats, I tend to try to put up between arcs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this one will be, we just finished up Crowded. This one's coming out before we start Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles tomorrow. And then the Small Screen Rundowns, I haven't really figured out a perfect date for those yet.
End of the month.
But see, here's the problem. Because with like Falcon Winter Soldier and Invincible, those are going to be ending around the same time, and I want to get them out. Like, I was thinking maybe every 2 weeks, or just maybe after each one ends. I don't know.
We could do it that way. After every, like, you know, Winter Soldier ends on...
Yes.
Whatever, you know. Or let's do WandaVision. It ended...
Well, that one I kind of Yeah, it ended that Friday. We recorded that Saturday. I put it up that Sunday.
Yeah.
No, we recorded that Sunday.
Sunday.
I put it up that Sunday.
Yeah.
That's the we used to try to do that with WandaVision was the first series like that that we didn't do.
Yes.
Which is a shame because I loved it so much. Scarlet Witch is one of my favorite characters of all time. And
I did expect you guys to do something, and then you didn't. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well. With all the other stuff we're putting out to record, edit, and release all in the same week is just, it's not feasible for us anymore. We have to do stuff ahead of time.
Yeah, which is why I mean, obviously you guys do it normal, obviously, but I'm the same way. Like, I can't physically record and then immediately cut up an episode to then put up the next day.
Yeah.
I need at least a week to just sit down here and relax and do it. I haven't had to actually, the last time, besides the small screen rundown we did, the last time I had to do, like, edit and drop the same day, it's been some time. I've done that with a random chitty chats at one point in time with our friend Clay, but that's just because, we recorded that night and it was literally in between an arc. I'm like, I'll just throw it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the beginning, at the ending, I'm not going to listen to it. If it's bad, it's bad. Who cares? But the chitty chats, I don't tend to cut out a lot from chitty chats anyway.
No, because we're just bullshitting anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are really the best formats to have, honestly, where you cut off the beginning and the end, and you just send it.
Yeah. He usually only cuts out where he sounds bad or dumb. So
I have actually stopped doing that. during the old times, the olden days, I definitely would cut out my bad jokes and leave yours in there.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Make you look like shit. But no, I've changed on that one. Yeah, it's just we have fun though. Like I like podcasting. I like just making new friends, talking to new people.
Yeah.
Like you don't. How often do you get like we live in an age now where. Tim, you live in New York. We live in Indiana. We would have never met each other any other way except for podcasting or even this stuff. Like
maybe a Comic-Con, you never know.
Maybe a Comic-Con.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I don't think he'd be coming to Indiana Comic-Con anytime soon.
No, but I eventually want to expand out into other Comic-Cons.
I would too. Like I would like to go to like
Chicago, you know,
Chicago to Michigan to yeah. Ohio. We live in Northeast, so we stick up there.
Yeah,
but well, yeah, like I would love to do that.
I just want to go to the Chicago one because it's
C2E2.
Yeah, because it's so much bigger.
We a couple years back we went to
Grand Rapids
Star Wars Celebration.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, I remember that.
That was fun. And that was at the same
the
convention center.
Yeah,
that was huge, and I loved it. I wouldn't mind going back. Be fun. Do you guys get to make cons, or do you even go to the cons when you did?
No, so I've always wanted to go to like PAX East, or something like or a Comic Con. Just we've never. I hate huge crowds. I hate people in general.
Well, then if you think about it, like before the pandemic, that was normal. Like we would go there and like rub shoulders with people and just be like, oh, sorry, just kind of walk on, no big deal. Like these rooms were crowded, and now it's kind of one of those things where I'm like, I want to go to a convention, but do I really want to go to the convention?
So oddly enough, post-pandemic, now I'm actually considering going to conventions because I'm like, well, there probably won't be a whole ton of people there. Everyone will be forced to social distance and wear masks, so I'm not going to have to just hang out with a whole bunch of people.
Don't like, go to the first one.
Right, don't yeah, for real. Yeah,
well, that one's going to be...
Let them work out the kinks. don't go to the beta.
Yeah. The good thing is, though, is... If you get yourself a costume, if you cosplay, if you wear like a mask or a hood, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I wore my Bender mask around the mall when we first had to start wearing masks out in public.
Nice.
It was great. I put one of those like little cheap blue masks over his mask.
Yeah.
Like the mouth of the mask. So I was wearing a mask with a mask.
Okay. I thought about taking the... The towel and mask, Corv owl mask, yeah, but yeah,
that'd be funny.
Or even I even got this Joker mask right here. See how well that works.
The Catwoman one.
Catwoman one. Yeah.
Then you could be your stunt double.
But I don't know.
That was a shot at the really bad movie where a dude did all of her stunts.
Which one?
Holly Berry.
Wait.
Oh, the Catwoman movie?
Yeah, you didn't know there was a dude that did all of her stunts?
No.
Really?
Look, I've only watched that movie once. I didn't pay for it.
I've never watched it.
I heard. Do not look forward to us watching. That's one of the ones I don't want to watch, but we have to watch.
We have to burn it down.
Yes. We will.
But yeah.
Tim, you want to be on that one? You can.
I mean, I have something else that day. I've already moved it twice. Yeah. I really can't cancel it again.
That's fair. It's like 4 years from now, but it's fine.
Right. I will say the awful to bring this up during a podcast with no video, but the comic storage units behind Ron there, yes. I have recently purchased those exact ones.
Yes.
And it is almost like a validation, like, oh, I made the right call. Okay, those were good. If Joe has those, then obviously those are the ones to have.
Well, so I used to. I had ones that I built. Yeah, I've got like 30 of them. I got a lot.
Yeah.
These, I like these. These are nice. I had the old white ones, the old cardboard ones.
Yeah.
They work. They just don't.
They were fine. Although, I mean, they work. They were just...
That's what I said. There's not...
They're not as solid sturdy. Enough. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want... Here. Yeah. I wouldn't want to put cardboard ones in my basement just in case something happened. But because these like are flooding? Just like raised a twice. Little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, no, ironically enough, the first time our basement flooded, I had just, and this was before I got those, I had just put my boxes onto a shelf, and then our basement flooded. I'm so glad, because I would have lost so many books.
Yeah.
So many. But then I got to the idea of, like, you know, why not? I'll just build my own. So I went and bought, like, some wood from Menards and just built my own ones that you can kind of see them. The white one. Whoa, that's finger. Those things right there.
Oh, okay.
They're not as long as the black ones here, but they did fine. But they're also heavy as hell.
Yeah.
Because they're solid wood. I only built, like, 6 or 7 of them. And then I started buying the black ones. I'm like, these are a better investment.
And it's so much easier.
It is a lot easier. Also, I bought them directly from BCW. And if you buy anything over 5, you get like, I don't know.
Like a bulk discount.
Yeah, it's like $10 off each bin, each box.
Joey's like, time to go for broke.
Oh yeah, no, I would buy, like, because...
Did you buy extra ones?
Well, no. So like, the... One box that they shipped me had 5 of them in there. So I'd buy 2 at a time. And so I bought, you know, I'd go through, fill up those 10, then buy another 10, then get another 10. So I'm actually going through them all. I'm getting rid of close to 1,000 books.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
Yeah.
Are you taking them somewhere to sell them?
Might could. I'm not sure. Well, I'm not taking the Half Price books because fuck
no,
them.
No, here's $1.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, is it a specific collection or
no? Just
titles, or is it kind of just a bunch of random stuff?
It's a bunch of random. There's a couple of good ones in there. Like I found one issue of a miniseries that DC did that it was like a lenticular cover. Apparently, that issue goes for either $70 or $700, depending. And I've got 2 of them, so I...
Maybe you get one on each end of the spectrum.
Well, they're both in great condition, so...
Well, maybe you get 2 right in the middle.
And it equal out to $700. Yeah. But no, like, those... My thinking is, I'll get rid of them all. Either give them away, like, hell, I might just... I had the idea for one Halloween to give out...
them out at kids.
Yeah, like, I don't have no
Dude.
Use for them.
He's going to have parents come in here. What'd you give my kids this Satan's work for?
You can you can actually see, lady. It's called Blue Devil, not Red Devil.
Iquitsuocha? White Devil, White Devil?
No, White Wolf. Sorry. You haven't watched... Never mind. You haven't watched White Falcon? Winter Falcon yet?
I've only watched... No, I did know that one, because I have watched the first episode.
Oh, okay. That little joke.
I watched it because Tommy started talking about it at work. I work with Tommy.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, shut up. I haven't watched it yet. Give me a minute. And he's like, what, you guys aren't covering it on the podcast? And I'm like, well, Yeah, at the end of it, so I'll binge watch it.
So you watch it all at once.
It is really good so far.
I was impressed with the first one. I didn't get to watch the other one.
Yeah, don't say anything after the first one.
Yeah, my expectations were so high after WandaVision that I was like, there's simply no way that I'm going to be into this as much as I was into WandaVision. And it's a different type of show, but it's solid. It is quality all the way through. I'm so happy with it.
And the funny thing is that WandaVision was one of those shows where I wasn't interested, really. Like, it was supposed to be... Like, that one, I don't think ever moved its original date. If it did, it moved it once. But it was going to come out after Falcon and Winter Soldier, after Black Widow, after, I think, at this time, we would have had Shang-Chi. It was going to be, like, the third or fourth project into Phase 4. And so, I'm like, okay, like, I'll watch it because it's Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Elizabeth Olsen. I like Paul Bettany. I like, you know, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, or Vision. I like what they're doing. I wasn't super invested. And then the show came out, and I knew it was going to be like a comedy. So I already knew going in of the atmosphere of what it was going to be, and it sucked me in.
Yeah.
Like, it sucked everybody in. And so I agree with you. Like, everybody's going to have a high expectation for Falcon and Winter Soldier because it was already high on people's lists.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope it doesn't disappoint. It hasn't yet.
No.
But I hope it doesn't, you know?
Wiccan and Speed are two of my favorite characters ever since the first Ant-Man movie.
With Cassie?
With Cassie. I was like, oh my God, they might be doing Young Avengers. And I was like spouting all this stuff off and people were like, they're not going to do that. That's stupid. And then every little bit we get little hints and stuff, and then finally when WandaVision came out and they introduced Billy and Tommy, I was just over the moon. I was like, it's finally happening. My crazy ranting might be true.
Also in Falcon Winter Soldier, they introduced Isaiah Bradley.
They did. So we have Patriot now too.
Eli Bradley, which brings Patriot. Yep.
Also, one of the best stories of Young Avengers is his whole deal and how he gets his powers and what he tells people and stuff. I obviously don't want to potentially ruin things that aren't in anything yet, but
yeah, I don't, I don't know if they'll pull that for this. Like, I mean, not to say they won't pull it for a show down the road, but we have to get,
MGH Billy and, into the,
we'll get them, but we have to get, you know, Billy and Tommy back somehow before they can even introduce Young Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, for Ant-Man Wasp, the Quantumanium or whatever, the actress that they had playing Cassie is not the same one they had in Endgame. But she's older, so she's like in her late teens, early 20s. So she'll still fit in Young Avengers if they want to do that route.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. And I mean, there's still rumors, air quotes, that Tom Holland might be going to Sony and they might bring Miles Morales here, or he's sticking with the Marvel MCU and Miles Morales will be in the Sony MCU thing. I don't know. It's coming from one source that has two followers, so I don't know how true that is.
Right.
Where do you find this obscure shit?
The GUA group chat on Twitter. Geek Ultimate Alliance group chat on Twitter. We share things constantly.
Gotcha.
But yeah, rumor of Kate Bishop being in the Hawkeye show.
That's not rumored anymore. That's actually true. Yeah. Although it was rumored when Haley Steinfeld was dressing like Kate Bishop on set with Jeremy Renner. It was still rumored.
Who was the other one? With Kang the Conqueror being a potential villain, I don't know if they would do that Iron Lad thing with him or not. But all the pieces are there.
Yeah, they're
in place.
Yeah, I'm down for it. Honestly, either way they do, Marvel's got my money. Like, but end of the day, they've got my money. I'm a DC fan at heart, but they're doing things on the big screen that I enjoy, so I'll watch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of
what?
DC and big screen. How was it?
You should go listen to the podcast where I talk about it. I loved it. I really did. I really did like it. He's talking about Zack Snyder's Justice League.
So
we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it out loud because then it just never stops.
Ouch.
I will say Chuck and I recorded an episode of Elite Eight Showdown earlier this week, and he brought up you going on Wreck My Podcast,
yes,
and defending the Snyder Cut, and we talked about how valiant you were in your defense of it. Because they were not kind. They were not kind.
That was all Jordan. Because Joe and Kreger, they actually enjoyed it. Cam, I knew Cam wasn't going to like it. He doesn't like Zack Snyder, which is...
I've never met the guy, so I can't make a decision either way.
Zack Snyder or Cam?
Yes. No, I've talked to Cam.
He's talked to Cam. He hasn't met Cam. Ironically, though, I've talked to you about this. The weekend that Zack Snyder's Justice League came out, I'm in the middle of watching. Like, I've watched it four times. I was actually in the middle of my fourth watch.
That's a commitment.
No, it's not. He used to do this in theaters.
Right, but like a regular movie versus the Snyder Cut is...
It's 4 hours.
That's a work week. Yeah.
Well, so the first... yes.
He took the day off.
I did take the day off of work to watch it. So the first time I watched it, I watched it in one go. Like, I'm not stopping. Nothing's going to...
Oh, yeah.
I told Emily, my girlfriend, that she knew about it. I mean, she was at work, so nothing could do. But her mom had like a doctor's appointment. I'm like, I can't take you. No, I can't. I'm not. Get somebody else.
He brought down a 2-gallon jug to piss in so he didn't have to walk away.
That's not true.
That was only a gallon.
Yeah.
He felt I did have like a lot of Amazon employee.
I had popcorn. I had Cokes. So, you know, it's fine.
Coke. Gotta stay awake for it.
I had to do that too. But no, like, I watched it all in one go, and then as soon as I was done, I'm like, okay, now I'm gonna go spend 10 minutes in the bathroom peeing my guts out. But that same weekend, during my fourth watch, my neighbor's house burned on fire, or caught on fire, and obviously had to get out.
I thought you were gonna say, man, the surround sound on this movie is just so immersive.
It's amazing. I can really hear that fire crackling. It's weird.
It's like I can smell it.
Oh, I can definitely smell it that day. But I found out my neighbor, three houses down, actually helped work on Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh, wow.
He did the visual effects. He was doing it from home. He was doing it three houses down.
I mean,
Needless to say, Joey had to change his pants.
Needless to say, I made a new best friend.
I was going
to
say, I mean, you're pretty much royalty now, honestly. Yeah.
But he took a picture of my tattoo here. There we go. Of Zack Snyder's Justice League characters, and he sent it to Zack Snyder. And so, yeah.
So now Joey goes down and gets his mail and takes it to him. And
if I didn't need a key,
polishes his car.
Yes. But yeah, that was kind of cool.
Takes his slippers upstairs to him. Your slippers, sir.
Really? How do you keep getting in here?
It's really weird when they all live in one. It's a one-story building, so taking it upstairs, I got a problem.
Wait, there are houses in your addition that are only one story?
Yeah. Well, it's the next addition over.
Oh, okay.
It's the connecting addition.
It's in the pauper side.
Wow. I wasn't gonna go that far, but damn.
No, I'm just kidding. Everywhere over here is the rich side.
Yeah, it's the west side of Fort Wayne.
It's the southwest side.
Southwest, my bad. We live by that poshy high school.
Yeah.
Homestead, yeah.
Yep. Fucking rich bitches.
Yeah. That's definitely a lot different than what we grew up in for our high school.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, I had lures for one, and then Norwell.
Yeah. I would say...
Sorry, we're going a little local here. My bad.
Norwell was the rich high school in our area.
Was it really?
Yeah, because there's only us, Bluffton, and Southern Wells.
Yeah, fair.
So it's like us, which were the rich hillbilly. Then you had Bluffton, which was the city hillbilly.
Yeah.
And then you had Southern Wells, which was the illiterate hillbilly. I'm pretty sure they did school out of a barn.
Cannot confirm or deny that, but I did know a few of them. So you may be on point on that.
It doesn't sound too much different from upstate New York, honestly.
Oh, shit. What else has been going on? Yeah, we've been...
Oh, God, I finished Invincible, the comic that you let me borrow. The first...
Which I'm thinking... I think I'll just give you the rest of the series of what I have, because you haven't watched anything yet, right?
Nope. The boys and I are going to watch it tonight.
I will give you the next volume or two. Because you're going to watch all four episodes?
Maybe.
At least watch the first three.
Wait, does it go past what I've already read?
Yes.
Well, fuck that. I'm not going to watch them at all. We'll watch them the next weekend. I'm with the boys.
Well, just the fourth one does.
Oh, then yeah, maybe we'll just watch the first three.
Okay. Have you watched the show yet?
I watched the first two.
Okay.
Have you read the book?
I have not.
Dude.
It's been recommended to me forever, and I just am a bad person, honestly.
The book is so amazing. Like, I cannot recommend the book enough.
I'm normally pretty good at catching on to what's going on, and this one threw me a whole fucking curveball.
Okay.
Like, damn. That was...
You talking about the end of the book, or...
Yeah, well, yeah, the last, like, third of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that correspond with, I assume, the last couple minutes of the first episode of Invincible?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Okay.
That is shocking, yes, but that happens in the second, like, issue, I don't know, six or seven? So the second volume, technically.
Okay.
Because what he has, so if you see these right here...
Oh, I forgot to bring that.
You're fine. Those are the Ultimate Collection, which has about three volumes each in
Okay.
So about 12 issues, give or take. And the first volume has got the first three... The first volume of the Ultimate Collection has the first three volumes of the original trade. And the second volume has... Because That didn't happen in the first volume.
We only
With Omni-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think it did. I couldn't remember.
Nope, that wasn't until it would be the third of the trade.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
With it was him killing Guardians of the Globe?
Yeah, it was at the very end of that one. He hasn't read it. Why are you saying shit?
But he's seen the show.
Yeah, I watched
the show. First two.
Yeah, it's at the end of the first episode.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, because that's like end of the story.
See, I thought it was later. Or earlier.
No.
Okay,
never mind. It was just before the first omnibus stopped. Like, that was the last maybe three issues.
Honestly, the first episode needed it because it was a pretty generic super story until that point.
Which is, I think, why they put... And being 40 minutes, 45 minutes apiece, which is amazing to begin with. I also was surprised at the vocal cast. Like, everybody that's in the Guardians of the Globe was somebody from the Walking Dead TV show.
Really?
Yeah. There's so much Walking Dead alum in the voice cast.
Well, there's a lot of star power behind it. Seth Rogen,
episode two,
I'm like,
who's...
holy, that sounds like Seth Rogen. Oh, it is! Mm-hmm. That sounds like Jason Mendez. I can never remember the guy's name. Raffi from The League.
Yeah. It's Seth Rogen helped produce it, helped brought this to Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Similar to what he did with Preacher, similar to what he did with, there's another one Green Hornet, which... I actually look forward to watching that when we get
haven't seen it yet.
Neither have I. Well, kind of. I've seen bits and pieces. Seth Rogen has been able to bring so much comic stuff to TV and to movies. I'm loving it. Like, he's doing some good work.
Yeah.
He's doing the Lord's work, one might say. Invincible is just amazing. Like, I love the series.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Oh, there's six more. I'm getting... The other six are coming.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's 140-some-odd issues. So...
Okay.
12 Ultimate Collection volumes, 27 trades, 3 or 4 compendiums, like...
It's not currently still going, is it?
No, it ended, like, 2 or 3 years ago, and oh my god, that ending.
That ending. That's my favorite thing to hear. Is that a story has ended?
Yes.
Yes.
Because that means that you can read the whole thing, and,
And Kirkman even said that there are some more stories he wanted to tell, but he felt similar to what he did with Walking Dead, where he's like, okay, this is the end down I'm giving. This feels the best ending. I'm ending it here. Plain and simple. Similar, he did that with Invincible. There's more stories he could tell. He'll tell that somewhere else. Like... I think there's going to be some stuff he had floating around in his mind that he's going to put in a TV show.
Okay.
Which, fine. I'm totally great with that.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask, is it, if it is a title that ended because it came to the end of the story, or if it ended because sales were down and just kind of got canceled or whatever. So it's really good to hear that the story is complete.
It's the story he wanted to tell, and that's how he wanted to end it. Yeah, there's more, like I said, there's more stories he has in his head, but it's not going to be under the Invincible title, under the comics. He's told his tale. If he ever comes back to it, well, he's got the TV show now. So, yeah. But like outside of like Walking Dead, where he ended it and the show was going and still going. It's still going. It's on like season 10. I stopped after like season 6.
I stopped watching after they beat Negan. I don't know when that was.
Sure. I don't remember.
That's the last time I remember.
Did you ever watch the show?
Watched very little of the show. I had read, I think, the first 6 or 7 trades, and then just kind of forgot about it.
They're behind a piece of paper.
There. One of Cassie's drawings of us.
It fell victim to one of those things, unfortunately for me, for comics sometimes, where, oh, the store that I was buying it from was missing an issue. Guess I'm done.
Yeah. Like, no, I get you. Obviously, having online stores has helped that. Has helped you, especially people like me, trying to fill a gap. But at the same time, it hurts the brick-and-mortar stores.
Yeah.
That unless they go online, they really can't get the money. Because it's easier for me to just... I've got a couple websites I go to that I have. If I need an issue I'm missing, I check there first. If they don't have it, then I'll go for a convention. That's where I usually got a lot of my bullshit issues that I'm getting rid of now. Oh, yeah, 50 cents. Okay, I'll take this. I'll take this. It's definitely hurt the brick and mortar, but at the same time, it's also easier just to go digital.
Yeah.
Another thing is, both Invincible and Walking Dead, when I originally read them, I got them from the library. So I didn't have to buy them at the time. This was also years ago when I had plenty of time to read at work. So I would like do one job, go over, read like a page. Do another job, go over, read a page.
I worked overnights at a hotel for a long time. And I got a lot of comics in. And a lot of World of Warcraft, which honestly I wish was spent reading comics instead.
I spent a lot of time playing WoW. You never get that back.
No.
I quit playing right before Cataclysm came out. Because
great time. That dude, solid move, honestly.
I got so tired of every time I would get to endgame, they'd release another expansion. Like, I started playing vanilla WoW.
Mm-hmm.
And within a week of me having the vanilla WoW, they released Burning Crusade. And I mean, I was casual, like, I played, you know, here and there when I could. By the time that I got up to level 70, I actually started doing, you know, like, endgame raid type of shit. That was when Lich King came out. And then I'm like, okay, here's 10 more levels that I'm going to have to burn through before I get to do this. And, you know, I was working a lot. I was working at Peyton's.
Yep.
So I didn't have a lot of time to sit down and play for, you know, like, 18
hours. I'm back, sorry.
No, you're good.
The noise that made when that happened scared the ever-living hell out of me, by the way.
Everything okay? Computer just dropped, or...?
I have no idea what it was, but yeah, it looks like internet just stopped. I literally hit refresh and was able to get back in.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was in the middle of a story that was boring me. I'm kidding. But you were talking about...
Oh, but yeah, so when Cataclysm was ready to drop, I'm like, as soon as my 2-month subscription's done, I'm out. And then Big Joe bought Jess and I Cataclysm. And I'm like, I'm not playing that. And he's like, well, it was just in case, you know. And I'm like, no, I'm done.
Well, he was playing WoW, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well,
of course he was. He had nothing else to do.
I'd say playing is a stretch. He was horrible. Well, okay.
When you buy your character to be the top, yeah, of course you could be horrible.
Well...
Sorry, Joe, if you're listening.
We used to raid with Mito.
Yeah.
And we were just doing like the little instances, you know, like you'd go in as a group of five. Joe's supposed to be our healer. And then after we party wipe three times, because Mita was tanking, Jess switched her priest from shadow to healing, so she could do the heals.
Okay.
I was our complete DPS, and then Mito was tanking and healing himself part-time, because, well, Jess's priest was never actually set up to be a healer.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be DPS with me. And then Joe kind of ran around. Yeah, and him and Mito were both level 80s at this point in time. I was level 75. Jess was level 73.
Okay.
And we were both doing more than he was, like, entirely. Like, I think my pet gorilla was doing more than Joe was. But anyways, I digress. So he bought that for us, and I'm just like, I'm never loading this up. So I sold it to somebody else.
Nice.
And then took WoW off my computer and had, you know,
a life.
15 hours to 20 hours of free time every week. So I started playing my console games and started beating them.
There you go.
Yeah. So there came a time when I was playing WoW and I couldn't play it at work. And it's like, I'm doing my dailies and my grinding and stuff on my free time. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if this is fun. It's fine when I'm getting paid minimum wage to do it, but when like it's my actual free time, I don't know. Now, granted, I'm only like 3 months dry. I keep going back. I keep getting into raiding. I buy in harder every and every time. But
if
right
I remember
now,
correctly,
I'm like,
you had said you are paid up for like a year or something, aren't you?
Yeah, I was gold farming for a while. I was just playing so much, you have to find other things to do. And yeah, when they released the WoW tokens where you could buy game time with...
in-game coin?
With gold, yeah. I bought a ton, and you were only able to have a year at a time. But then they let you convert that to, like, Blizzard bucks so you could, like, buy other stuff. So I bought...
Merch. Yes.
Merch and skins for other games and... couple Call of Duty games once Activision added that to the platform, and I was just like, I mean, I just got to figure out ways to burn this.
Okay. Yeah, my extent of WoW is the South Park episode. my extent.
What a glorious episode that was, too, for anyone that played World of Warcraft at the time, because it was...
Pretty spot on.
They did it justice. Like...
Well, they know... I mean, those guys... I love that show still, to this day.
Yeah.
HBO Max has dropped two, like, specials in the last year.
Oh, there's a second one?
Yeah, not the pandemic special, because that was... No, wait, was the first one was quarantine special?
Oh, is it two? Okay, so maybe that's where I got confused, because I've seen stuff recently talking about another COVID-related special.
Yes, yes.
But I thought it was the same one that they put out last year,
but
it's different.
There's another one. Yeah, okay. This one, because this new one... they are getting the vaccine.
Okay.
But because it's, at that time, it was limited to the elderly. Well, all the old people are getting the vaccines, and then they're going to party at restaurants because they get to go clubbing or whatever. There's a bunch of other things in there, but definitely watch it. It is hilarious.
I'm super excited. I don't have HBO Max by standard, but I've actually been somewhat interested in the Snyder Cut, so... If there's a new South Park special and the Snyder Cut,
If you sign up now, you'll get the Snyder Cut. That's gonna stay on there forever. South Park stuff is staying on there.
And King Kong too, right? Just
all. So you've got all the both Godzilla movies, the Kong Skull Island, and Kong vs. Godzilla, which just came out. It's good until it's gonna be on HBO Max until the end of April. So you got those right there. That's a whole little series you can watch. They've got a ton of stuff.
Now, Warner Brothers is going to be releasing a lot of their stuff on there, right? Is Suicide Squad going to hit there?
Yep, in August. In, like, 2 weeks, the Mortal Kombat movie's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that was going to be on there, too.
Yep, Suicide Squad's in August, Mortal Kombat in April
23rd.
Yeah.
Well, look at you. there's a bunch of other ones coming out. I can't remember exactly what. Off top of the list, but basically all of WB's schedule for 2021 is going to be on HBO Max day and date for 30 days. And then next year, it'll be back in theaters. But, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm down.
Right now, I have my Netflix and Amazon.
Okay.
I've got Charity's Hulu.
Okay.
And I've got Jessica's Disney Plus. And then Jess has got my Netflix. And then Charity has my Netflix and my Amazon.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get you the HBO Max stuff. Because I've got Prime, Netflix, Hulu. Emily has got HBO Max, Disney Plus, Discovery Plus.
Ooh.
Yeah, we like our paranormal stuff.
Uh huh. Yeah, well, yeah. That's why I sent her the Magnus Archives. It's a podcast?
Yes, I know about it. I haven't listened to them yet, though.
It's pretty awesome.
What show was talking about it? I think Creepy was talking about it all the time.
But
I still haven't downloaded
it. So, well, I told Jess and Simon about it. Simon's like, I think he said 7 or 8 episodes in, and Jess is like 60 episodes in. She's like, but I can't listen to it before I go to bed. Because
don't.
You know how Jess is.
Yeah,
she used to watch scary movies, and then we'd have to watch Disney movies for like 3 hours before she was ready for bed.
Oh, the good old days. I don't have, my problem is I have 70 podcasts I listen to, so I can't really add another one.
I have 3.
5 of them are his. But
hey!
Yeah.
I listened to an episode of theirs, but it was so damn long. Like, I couldn't. Because I normally watch mine when I'm doing certain stuff at work. And, like, it's usually 20 minutes here, 15 minutes there. And
yeah, when you guys take 45... An easy 45-minute listen.
Easy 45-minute listen.
An easy 45 minutes before they get to their
eight-point
first
list.
Bracket.
That's what I love.
And I'm like, I'm listening. And then I had to stop. And then I did some other stuff. Went back in there, turned it back on. And I'm listening again. And then I had to stop again. And then I'm like... You know what? I just realized they haven't hit one thing on their Elite Eight list.
Yeah. We just recorded an episode with Ben Relithford of the Cartoncast and the Watchtower podcast, and it was a two-parter where we did the best underrated side character from King of the Hill and then the best King of the Hill character of all time. That second episode clocked in at like 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Holy
like,
shit.
Sometimes it's too long for me, and I have to edit it.
I thought Chuck was editing those now.
No, not yet. He just got the computer. We're getting them up and running, but
okay.
The video is what takes forever.
Oh, that's a fair point. That's fair.
Oh.
No. I don't have to worry about that yet.
Yeah.
I was still debating whether to do video or not. I don't think I ever will. Because I kind of like just having...
This is nice.
Well, yeah, you don't do shit.
Yeah, that's why it's nice.
Anyway.
If I had to start having responsibility with this, other than showing up and reading sometimes...
Speaking of reading...
That is what I'll say. My favorite thing about Elite Eight Showdown is Chuck does prep everything. I just show up.
Yeah.
And
unless,
react
of course,
to him.
Unless, of course, I... give you guys something to do, which...
Right.
As soon as you start season 3, I'll get a new one going. Oh, I love it. That being said, I think we should probably... I think this is probably a good enough end to the Chitty Chats.
But we're only 10 minutes in.
Shut your mouth.
I mean, we got 20 minutes before we're supposed to get into the first bracket, so...
I'm still gonna... Yeah, good point. Tim, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody, all the fine listeners, where they can find you, follow you, pimp out all your stuff.
So, there's professionalcasual.com, the big place to get most of our news and updates and videos and clips is facebook.com/professionalcasual. We're on Instagram at theprofessionalcasual, Twitter at toptiercasual, and Twitch at twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork.
Perfect. And you guys can find all their shows, you know, wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's end this up and we will go into our comics. So you guys will hear that in a couple weeks.
Oh, you might want to turn down the sensitivity of this.
Meh.
Like, I was opening it under the table, and you guys are talking, I'm like opening it real slow, because when I first picked it up, like, it was like, and I'm like,
again, this is Chee Chat. Doesn't matter. I still haven't stopped yet.